Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Dorothy.
And Tanya.
And we are back with a new episode of
Real Wives in Radio.
Why did I go so slow?
I don't know
either.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's baby?
Baby is good. Tracking 2 weeks bigger still.
Oh.
So I was like, I was worried. I don't know if the baby's going to come early. Right now he's 5 pounds, 5 ounces. And that was last week. And he might have grown some more. He might be 6 pounds right now, but he's currently in the breech position. So his head is up and his feet are down below, like towards my pelvis.
Okay.
And the baby needs to be head down first.
Right.
In the birthing position. So I am trying to do like at home exercises.
I was going to say, is there things you can do to flip the
baby?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been looking online and stuff and they say like you can do kind of like downward dog, but you're on your knees instead of being on your feet.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So like crouched over.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can do it backwards where your legs are elevated. Like you're doing like a pelvic thrust.
Oh,
like
yeah.
What's that move? The hip? When you're doing for your...
Girl, I know that move, but...
That's like a workout move when you're trying to work out your
buns. Right, right, right.
Yeah, no.
A workout move.
Uh-huh.
Workout.
And then they said swimming helps if you to do the breaststroke, but I can't do that. But...
You can't do the breaststroke?
No, that's like the. Isn't that the one where you do like your legs like a frog and your? Isn't that?
Yeah.
I swim very slowly when I do that.
I don't know why I'm acting like I could do it. I think we used to be able to do it.
But the other thing in the water that you can do at the pool, which I'm gonna do, is do handstands. And you know the twins and I, we always have handstand contests. Anyways.
Oh dang! Okay.
So we're having a pool day this weekend.
Oh,
so.
Perfect.
Yes, I'll be doing that. And I'll be trying to do the breaststroke in the water.
Can you please have someone record that for us?
I know.
Okay, so yeah. Same due date, regardless
due date,
of baby size.
August 10th, yes, regardless of baby size, yeah. Mm. But I need to be like more on top of what I eat. Like she doesn't want me to have carbs. Like the doctor wants me to have a low carb, low sugar diet.
Right.
And I definitely didn't have that this weekend.
Okay. Well, this weekend was a celebration. Yeah. It was your shower, which we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
But since you're pregnant and you're kind of like the only, well, like you're my pregnancy expert right now. You know what? We have a friend.
Yes.
Who's pregnant.
Yes.
She's now 12 weeks pregnant.
Yay. Congratulations to her.
I know.
Out of the first trimester, right?
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't know. She said that she read information that it's actually 13 to 14 weeks that you're out of first trimester. Yeah. That there is a lot of conflicting information.
Well, but okay, well, 12 weeks is like the grace, the period where you can breathe a little sigh of relief.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So she's out of that little zone or whatever. But, you know, she like begs me to use this podcast to get information for her. I'm like, girl, no, this ain't your podcast. But I'll be nice because she is a listener regardless. And we would do it for a listener, right?
Absolutely.
She has two questions and I want to know your opinion. And then if you're listening, please feel free to reach out on our Instagram or even call our new number that we have.
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting.
I know. It's 619-537-9937. Mm-hmm. 619-537-9937. Okay. if you call that number, you just get our voicemail. Usually we'll have a topic on there. But you can call about anything. You can leave a message about anything. If you just want to say hi, if you just want to say that you love us, or if you just want to say that you hate us, whatever you want to do.
Everybody's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. Yeah. Call that number because it goes directly to us. Nobody answers. Don't worry. You're not going to, you know, automatically be on live anywhere. But if you have an answer to one of these questions, so she wants to know, when did you start showing?
When did I start showing? I feel like I started showing, like if you knew me and you looked really closely, you could see it like at 14 weeks.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I really didn't start to, I just looked chubby for a while. I felt like, you know.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. So that was like well into my second trimester. Now it's like, goddamn, girl.
Well, okay, come on. You're a couple weeks away from having this baby, so. She's 12 weeks, and she's freaking out because she's not showing at all.
Oh, no, but that's fine.
I know.
Is this her first baby?
First.
Yeah, so it might take a while.
The problem is, and this is something that she'll probably do for the rest of her life, you know, there's other people that she has seen starting to announce their pregnancies with due dates around the same time as hers, and that... those people are showing already.
Yeah.
And it's their first pregnancies too. So it's like she's in her own head and she's like, yeah.
I would say to our friends, just breathe. Relax. It's going to be fine.
Everybody's different, right? Every pregnancy is different.
Right.
I think she's just, you know, she's just scared. She's one of those types that just freaks out about everything.
Dude, what if she's like your mom and she just never showed?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know. Right? This thing really happened. Yeah. So maybe that's something that she's freaking out about too. I mean, I don't know. Would that be a blessing or a curse? I don't know. Like,
I, you know,
would you like that or would you feel like FOMO?
I don't know.
You know.
That's sure. That's a good question.
I don't know.
We'll have to check back in with her in a few weeks.
Yeah, we'll see if she's showing at 14 and then so on.
Yeah.
The other question that she had was, are you having your baby at the UCSD Birthing Center?
I am not. I'm having my baby over at Sharp Mary Birch.
Okay.
You've seen it on the 163.
Yeah.
I was born there. My sister, my mom had three of us there.
Okay.
Three out of five. My sister had her kids there. And
okay.
So,
familiar.
Yeah. Super familiar. I've always been with Sharp.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, that's my hospital.
Yeah. You know? It's like your family.
It is. But UCSD has, I think they have, what is it? A birthing center attached to it.
They have a birthing center attached to their labor and delivery. And she's kind of like, she doesn't have UCSD right now, but she's really looking at that birthing center, so just wants to know more. So if you're listening and you've had any kind of experience, good, bad, in between, let me know so I can pass the message to her. She is freaking out and wants to know.
Okay.
Somebody who's had a baby in the birthing center and wants to know, like, is this a good place or a bad place or whatever place? What should she do?
I don't want to freak her out.
Okay.
But, you know, our friends who opted to do a birthing center.
Yes.
But not the UCSD one.
Right. Separate.
Ugh, it was not a good experience for her. And I don't think she would have done the birthing center again.
Yeah.
She had a really hard labor, like 36 hours.
Yeah.
And had like three midwives at the birthing center. They couldn't, the baby got stuck. And
yeah.
They couldn't get the baby out. So she ended up having to go to the hospital anyways.
Right.
So,
Well, the good thing about this one, it's connected to labor and delivery.
That's what
so
I was
it's basically
say.
At the hospital.
And I would my other advice would be to just tour the different hospitals because a lot of the hospitals, including Sharp, they do support natural birthing plans.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just do all of the extended research on everything. You know, because it's each person's personal preference.
Did you tour any other hospitals, or were you just like, Sharp's what it is?
Sharp's is where it's at. That's,
okay.
That's me. Sharp is what it is.
Got you.
I did have a sister who had a baby at Scripps, and she liked it at Scripps too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scripps?
So Scripps in La Jolla. Yeah. So just tour.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll let her know. Please, if anybody is listening, call up that number, 619-537-9937.
Yeah. Look at that.
Or just message us on Instagram, Facebook, wherever, and just hit us up so I can let her know, because she's freaking out a little bit. At all that stuff.
Tell her it's okay.
I know.
Everything's going to be good.
I know. She just freaks out about everything. Let's get to the pop-off.
The pop-off.
The pop-off.
All right. So last week we talked about Lisa Vanderpump leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this week another OG housewife might be leaving Atlanta. Did you hear NeNe Leakes has been suspended from season 12?
What?
Yeah. So.
Wait. The filming of season 12?
The filming of season 12. But NeNe has come out and denied it, and she says that she will be on the show. She just didn't say when she's going to be on the show. Now, remember, last season left off with the wig party, the bye wig party, and NeNe put her hands on the camera guy for getting into
it. It got messy. It got real messy.
And I'm pretty sure Portia got a little bit of it, too. I mean, they didn't show it, but it seemed they alluded to the fact that pregnant Portia had gotten her shirt ripped. Through
her
all
belt,
the chaos.
Her belt or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Belt. Yeah.
So because of all of that, they have suspended NeNe from like the first half of the season.
Mm.
Now, NeNe has come out and said that, no, that's not true. She's still going to be on it. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Mm.
Okay.
Damn. So I, you know how I just kind of moved?
Yeah.
Well, it's taken me a while. I got rid of cable, so I'm now a part of that community.
Which me too.
Is, yeah, which it's actually a little freeing to like not have cable and just run on like streaming services.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have Hulu Live, which is actually working out pretty cool.
Yeah.
You have that too?
That's what I have too. And,
okay.
And it's like during the summer, so there's not really like a whole lot of TV you need to catch up on either.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a good time to test it out.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Plus I still can watch all my Real Housewives.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm good. So I just started catching up on like Beverly Hills, Potomac, and New York.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. So good.
I need to catch up on New York. But Potomac, how are you feeling with the season so far?
It's okay. I don't know.
It's never been one of your favorites.
Potomac's never been at the top, but yeah. I still watch. It's been a few seasons, so now I'm like invested.
Why are they making Katie crazy, by the way?
Why are they making Katie crazy?
Don't they make it seem like she's way more like kooky than she was when she was on season one of Potomac?
Are you watching the same girl? She is crazy. If you watch Real Housewives of Potomac, this girl used to be like very put together,
proper.
And now
she's the complete polar opposite.
No one's making her crazy. This is what she's chosen to like. And there's nothing wrong with anybody who wears this or looks like this, but like her wigs are always lopsided.
So bad. It's like Karen.
She,
you remember Karen's wigs
it's
are
like
bad.
Worse, they're nappy, and then she's got like not matching. She's more like wearing like it's just like it. I've not matched before too. Okay,
right.
But I'm just saying it's an extreme, like complete difference from what she was when she was on the show.
Who has the worst wigs, Katie or Karen?
Karen's actually finally learned her lesson after like 5 seasons. So her wigs are a little
bit
better.
Her wig in New Orleans was terrible.
I don't remember.
She put it in. She braided her wig in cornrows.
Yeah.
And it was so so.
Why can't I remember?
Bad.
I don't know. I can't. Either I'm used to Karen having bad wigs, or I don't know. But yeah, it's okay. The season's all right.
All right. And Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills is still...
Teddy, it gets on my damn nerves.
Oh, I know.
I cannot stand Teddy this season.
I still... You know what? This is embarrassing to say, but there is something about Teddy like that I see in myself, and I really hate that. I think it's
what
like the people-pleasing part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm as bad as Teddy, or maybe it's just because I don't have a camera around me 24/7.
You're not as bad
but
as
she's
Teddy,
pretty bad this season. But I do like her a little bit more because she's like kind of stepping into her own a little bit more too. She's not like so like meek and like,
yeah,
you know.
I just feel
she's
like
just
her,
annoying.
Her, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, no, this is what happened. Her and Kyle have become like little like BFFs. And so, like, they're a little clique, and so they just, like, their ideas just bounce off of each other, and they just have each other's backs. So,
they need
like,
to let that Erica Jane, Lisa Rinna Halloween costume shit
it's bad.
Go.
It was bad. It was bad in that episode. If you watched it, I mean, it was just, like, let it go. I was really disappointed in Kyle because she's always been my favorite.
Right.
But, you know, they were drunk. At the end of the day, they were drunk and obnoxious together. But if you watched last night's episode, which I was watching before I got here.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, Erica says something really funny. I'm not giving anything away, but she says, because, you know, Teddy says, well, we were drunk. And then Erica's like, well, you know who speaks the truth? Children and drunks. And I'm like, you're right, though. That's
go
right.
Ahead,
that's
sis.
Right. So, yeah. So sometimes I think Erica can come off a little like smug and a little like.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she was like for sure victimized this time. And it was not fair.
Yeah.
Sorry. What was that? That was the first story?
That was
sorry.
The first
story. I could
story.
Go on and on about Real Housewives.
Second story. I just want to take this time to give Lizzo her moment.
Oh, girl.
She is finally having it.
Her and her flu.
Yes.
Like, everybody is having that. Her whole team is having that moment.
Yeah. Like, she is living her life right now. If you haven't heard of Lizzo, please do yourself a favor. Go listen to her. Her music's streaming on Spotify right now for free.
Mm-hmm.
She performed her song, Truth Hurts. At the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact,
mm-hmm.
Steven was the one who put me on Lizzo.
He was.
Yeah, right? He like loves her. And
yeah.
She just came out. She is unapologetically who she is.
Yeah.
And like, not only is she having her moment on the BET Awards, but like, if you listen, her songs are on commercials, like on the radio.
Commercials, movies.
Yeah.
Older movies, newer movies.
Totally.
It's really
I
everywhere.
Just heard her on a commercial on Kixi, actually. Her song Juice.
Shut up.
Swear. I swear. And I'm like, yes, Lizzo.
Oh my gosh.
So let's give her that.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. Are you following her flutes Instagram too?
No, I didn't know her flute Instagram.
Her flutes Instagram, I think, is called Sasha B. Fluting.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's really good. But she plays the flute. Like, she dances, she sings. Like, she gets down.
Yeah, Rihanna was even, like, bopping to her.
Yeah. So, if you don't know who she is, like you said, get familiar, because she's blowing up already.
Yeah.
I remember my best friend, Eileen, she told me about her last year when I went to Portland to visit her. Yeah. And, even then, I was like, oh, yeah, she's kind of dope. I like that.
I mean, Lizzo's got the best line of the year, I think, when she, in Truth Hurts, when it starts out like, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Like, yes, girl, yes.
I know. It's pretty awesome. She's so good, and her career is only going to get bigger. She's awesome.
Yeah. And Tanya, before we finish the pop off, I have a very special guest for you sitting to your right.
Uh huh.
Annabelle comes home, the doll itself, Annabelle.
I am dying. If you know me, and you know me.
I know you.
I love horror movies, every single one. Annabelle is one of my favorites because, one, she's a female. So,
she is
and
like,
two, she's creepy. Annabelle, how are you?
Don't touch her.
No,
don't
okay,
touch her.
Okay, she's... She's not feeling it. She's not feeling it. She's mad at me.
Creepy AF. Like, I can't even look at her in her eyeballs. It scares me too.
And if you're listening to this, you can see the video on our Instagram at Real Wives and Radio. She is so creepy cool looking. This I'm like really the, into this.
This is the size of the doll from the movie Annabelle Comes Home.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like life size Annabelle. Did you know that? Okay. You know I'm a scaredy cat, Tons.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know you love your horror movies, and I like watching them too, but I try to watch the first Annabelle at home.
Okay.
With my roommate at the time, Kareem, but Steven was out of town, so he wasn't home. And I got through, guess how many minutes of the movie I got through?
I'm going to say about 2.5.
Not even.
Sis. You're lying. You're lying.
I told Kareem, I was like, can we watch something else? Because I'm too scared. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night without Steven. I was so scared. So we had to turn it off.
Was this when the movie came out, or was this recently because you're pregnant? Because I know sometimes, like, when you're pregnant, like, I've heard, at least this happened to my sister-in-law. She said she got more afraid of scary movies.
Oh, no. This happened, like, right when the movie came out on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
Like, in digital download. Yeah, I was like, oh, sweet. This will be a fun movie night because we like watching horror movies, but I couldn't.
You say that you like watching horror movies.
Do.
I feel like it's one of those things like when you eat something really spicy and it's so hot, but you still love it.
Yes.
And you still keep eating it.
Yes.
I feel like that's what it is for you.
That is exactly what it is for
like
me.
Like, you like scary movies, but you don't. And but you do, but you don't.
I do. That's exactly what it is. And Annabelle Comes Home actually comes out this Wednesday. You and JJ going to see?
Yes. So we missed the screening, but we've seen every movie. Well, at least I have. He hasn't. Because I even saw La Llorona, which is also under the Conjuring, part of the Conjuring universe. But this is the only one that I haven't seen. So, of course, we're going to see it. You know that. You know us.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Yeah. Annabelle, you want to come with us? Or no? No. Okay. She's just not. She's not into this.
Okay, let's make it a double date so I can have Steven on one side and you on the other.
Yeah. Okay. We can do that. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And where will... Oh, she's not coming. She's not coming. Okay.
I mean... No, I can't. No, I can't have her following me.
Okay, there's three of us in the room. You can look at her, too. You're being rude. You're just staring into my eyes. You really cannot look at her. You are so freaked out.
I'm such a scaredy cat.
Dorothy, look at her. You're being rude. That's why she's mad at us. Look, she's smiling at you.
No, she's giving me an evil stare. Oh, my gosh.
I want her to face me.
Please, have her face you.
Oh, my gosh. She's just so creepy. I can't. Okay, really quick. So when I think when either the first or the second Annabelle came out, we got a promo, like a little promo Annabelle doll. But she's really small.
Yeah.
Like, she fits in my purse. It's really cute.
You
wouldn't think it's cute, but I think it's cute. And we put her out every year for Halloween. Yeah. And that's a little scary, like at night. Like, if I go get a glass of water, she's like staring at me. But I can't imagine something like this.
But honestly, like, you're not scared that it brings like... It's welcoming, like, scary
spirits and stuff. No. Annabelle's on our team, girl. She's going to protect us. Anyway, when does Annabelle come out again?
It comes out today, Wednesday, and then you can catch it in theaters everywhere. I mean, I will watch it with you.
Annabelle coming home, right?
Annabelle comes home.
Annabelle comes home.
Yes.
Ooh, comes home. Okay.
Get it right, get it tight.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Annabelle's going to come after you.
Sorry,
later.
Sis.
That's why she's mad at you
sorry,
right now.
Sorry, sis.
She's
sorry.
She's coming after you. That doll is so freaking scary.
Super scary. We'll have pictures and video up on the on our Instagram if you want to check that out at Real Wise in Radio. Okay, let's move on to something more pleasant. How was your baby shower?
I had so much fun. Thank you, Tanya, for coming. You and JJ showed up.
Thank you.
But it was, I guess, my main concern was I was so worried that we weren't going to have enough food.
Right. That's like the first thing you told me when I got there.
Yeah. I was like, just eat. Please eat. I mean, it ended up working out great. I called. I catered from El Twin. I can never say it right. Tinguis.
You know, I don't know how to say this. So there is a Roll Tacos restaurant. Like, imagine a taco shop, but they just sell Roll Tacos in all every single kind that you could think of.
Yeah.
It's in North Park. And it looks like El Tianguis.
Oh, that might be it.
But I don't even know if that's a word. So I've never heard it. So I'm just pronouncing it the way I think it sounds.
But
it's
on El Cajon in North Park.
Elkhorn
and
Boulevard.
Their Roll Tacos are just so bomb.com.
They're bomb.
Bomb.com. So Steven and I catered that. I ordered like 400 Roll Tacos or something. and it came with all the sides, of course. Yeah. We knew there were going to be around 100 people at the shower at least. Mm-hmm. And then I asked my sister to make fried rice because she makes the best fried rice. Mm-hmm. I ordered egg rolls from Achow, which are the best egg rolls in San Diego.
Hold up. You need to tell me again where that's at, because let me just tell you, if you're listening, hold up. Let me wipe the saliva that's coming out of my mouth. Okay, hold on. These egg rolls were like, I've never had egg rolls like this.
Yeah.
So there's egg rolls, right?
Right.
What are they wrapped? What are egg rolls wrapped in?
So egg rolls are normally wrapped in egg flour. You know, that's what makes them the smooth edge.
Yes.
But at Achow, which is on El Cajon and Menlo, I believe, right there in the heart of City Heights, they wrap it with the spring roll wrapper. So it's clear. It's like rice paper. Mm-hmm. So when you fry it, it kind of bubbles up a little bit.
That's what I was going to say. It was like normal egg rolls are like the smooth.
The smooth one,
This one was like had bumpy, like little fried bubbles on it, and the fried bubbles mean that it's fried, and it gets me excited.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you crunch into it, and it's, you know, it's just like so good.
And it's the flavoring, the meat inside.
The meat inside, it's like for me, it tasted like an egg roll made love to a lumpia.
Yeah,
and like with a little bit of like a chimichanga or like some kind of like fried outer layer. Like I would have thought it was rice paper. It was like so crunchy,
it's so
golden.
So good.
I know I'm going overboard with this, but these egg rolls were so damn good. So damn good. I must have ate like six while I was there.
Oh,
six.
For sure.
Like, and they're fat too. They're fat.
When you order them, like when you go into the shop, it's just one of those places that's been in City Heights for like 20 something years, right? It's cash only, so you know that's bomb food already to begin with. And I don't even know how much one egg roll costs. I just always go in and they'll be like, hey, I need $20 of egg rolls, and they'll just put it in
You've
a tray for me.
You never counted how many there were?
No, I never did, because it used to be like 33 cents a roll, then 50 cents a roll, and I don't know, maybe it might be 70 cents a roll now. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So on Sunday, I went in and was like, I need $100 worth of egg rolls, please. Uh-huh. And he like boom, 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 put it in. Uh-huh. And it was just a big old large party tray plus a small party tray of egg rolls. And you know, it's like when you get French fries through a drive-through window, you have to have one right away, right? But with Achow egg rolls, you have to have like two right away.
Damn. Okay.
So we had a couple on the way over to the shower.
Because I didn't have them piping hot, and they were still bomb.
So
they were still bomb. But I will say this. One of the many reasons why I loved your shower was because I left your shower with a plate of food and didn't feel shame.
You shouldn't.
Like, your sisters were like, no, girl, get more. I'm like, girl, I already got more. I got a dessert plate right here, and then I got a plate of these egg rolls.
Yeah.
Like,
No, that's
JJ and I were like, we got to take some home because we wanted to put them in the air fryer. And then I text you later that I did put them in the air fryer. I was like, yeah, we took two. Yeah. And you're like, girl, you should have got more. I was like, okay, I'm lying. We took four. Why am I lying? Why am
you
I lying?
You should have taken more than four. Like, that's how it is at my family parties, right? Like, you better leave with a plate of food. Otherwise, we are offended.
I love it. You know? I love it.
Yeah, and my mom had also ordered like a bunch of food too, and she made a bunch of stuff as well. Yeah. So we had a ton of food.
You guys had so much food. Yeah. Definitely were not lacking in that department.
No. Oh, and shout out to my sisters for putting it all together. They did such a good job. And my sister Nancy did the dessert table. Yeah. My niece Ava helped me make cupcakes the night before. And
yeah.
She is so talented. The way she was decorating every single one.
They look good. Yeah, JJ said, I didn't have one, but JJ said that they were good too. I had one of those pretzel sticks though.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a slice of that huge donut cake that you had.
That was so good.
It was just like a big glazed donut. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, so if you're wondering, is that all you did at the shower? Yeah, pretty much. It's all we did. We ate the entire shower.
And then there was a ton of booze.
Yeah.
We got two, like, pony kegs. We bought way too many Trulies. We bought like 5 cases from Costco, and I think we still had a case left over.
Yeah.
And then kids' drinks, of course. Yeah. And all of those went by so quick. I think because the kids were playing at the playground, they came back like super thirsty.
Yeah.
Dorothy
had a co-ed shower, by the way.
Yes, co-ed shower. And it was like we did a couple games, which Ava was in charge of as well. She was in charge of this whole thing. She delegated and told all my sisters what their jobs were going to be.
Yeah, she was in charge.
Little boss lady.
Mini Dorothy, I guess.
Yeah, she's a Tran for sure. So we played a couple of games, and then that was just the thing was we just wanted everybody to get together and have a good time, you know? And I found out later that my grandpa, who's like 89 years old, didn't want to leave. He was having such a good time.
That just
made my whole, that was worth it.
Yeah. Like, who cares about what anybody else thought? It's just, for sure. It was a very Dorothy-ish baby shower. And what I mean by that is that it was just what you wanted, you know?
Yeah.
A big party with your friends and family and lots of food, lots of drinks, and just all your loved ones together.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And it was at, what's the name of the park again?
Admiral Baker Park.
Okay, right here off of the 15.
And Friars Road.
I've never been there. And you just like go down this road and there's this huge park of like, do you have to be like in the service or a vet or something?
To have someone who has an active military ID.
Okay, got it.
To rent out the space for you.
There's so much space there.
So much space.
There is like, it's huge there. It was a beautiful park. It was a beautiful place. It was a beautiful day with beautiful people. And you looked beautiful, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did. You look gorgeous. You were glowing. But I did get some audio of some people.
Okay.
And it's nothing crazy. Don't be scared.
Okay.
Don't be scared. But I wanted to just talk to everybody and ask them what kind of parents they think you and Steven are going to be.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this. Okay.
My name is Sheila, and I am Dorothy's oldest sister.
So I want to ask you what kind of parents you think Dorothy and Steven are going to be.
Oh, my gosh. They are going to be the best, most fun parents, I think, ever. And I know this because they are the best aunt and uncle ever to my kids. So I cannot wait for them to have their own baby and for us to be able to return the favor and spoil them. I do think they're going to have to give up on the naps a little bit and sleeping in.
But no, we can't do that. How is that going to happen? Because Dorothy needs her sleep.
I know. She's the nap queen of the USA.
And who's going to be the more strict parent?
Dorothy.
It's true.
Because Steven looks like a pushover. I mean, have you seen him? Like, Uncle Pootie. I don't think he's going to be very strict.
My name is Ronan, and they're my aunt and uncle.
What kind of mom is Dorothy going to be?
A very nice and loving one, I would think. She might be strict at some times, though.
And what about Steven? What kind of dad is he going to be?
Like, very, like, laid back and, like, very funny.
Who's going to get grossed out more with, like, baby poop and stuff?
Uncle Pootie, for sure.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like he would.
My name is Ava, and I'm their niece.
What kind of parents do you think Dorothy and Steven will be?
Silly, funny, and sometimes strict.
If you could say something to the baby and give them a message about their future parent, what would you say?
You'll have a lot of fun. You're going to have a good life.
I'm Alicia English, and I'm married to John. John is Steven's older brother. They're so playful and so attentive. Together, They're the same, but even individually, they're very similar in terms of their parenting style. But there are few men I would trust with my own son, who's 4, and definitely Stephen is one of them.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to say that. Well, he wasn't.
Here, he made it. He made it.
My name is Christian. I know Dorothy from the 933 radio station days.
Oh, damn. Throwback.
You know how it is. They're going to be fun parents. I mean, you have Dorothy, who's super bossy, and when I met her, I'll never forget. She was 18 years old, and I was like 20. And she was like, do this, king of the castle, legit. You know I love you, dude. You know I love you, though. Steven, on the other hand, you know, he's very fun and playful. So I think the good mix will be really good.
Carlene, and I know Dorothy through my partner, Mel. And Dorothy and I used to be roommates.
You just had a baby, too. Congratulations. So what kind of parents do you think they'll be?
So it'll be a goofball. And Dorothy will probably be the one that's like, you guys, time to go. Like, yeah. You know, rein them in a little bit. They're both so good with kids. With Kalino, our little baby, they've been over a bunch, like offering to just come over and hold him so I can shower, and they're like already another set of parents for ours, so they're going to be awesome.
My name's Hula, and I know Dorothy for a very long time. She's my sister from another Mista, and I welcome Steven into the family. I think they will even themselves out. I feel like Dorothy will be more of like the, sorry Dorothy, you're kind of more of the strict parents.
Don't be sorry, everybody's been saying that. You're good.
My name is Monalee. I think they're both going to be very chill parents. They're both going to be the type of parents that's like, your kid's in the dirt. They're like, whatever, live your life, go have fun.
Who's going to change the most diapers?
Dorothy, definitely.
You think so?
Yeah.
Everyone
or Steven's mom.
Oh, okay.
And Steven's mom, probably.
If there was a way that we could talk to baby, what would you tell him?
You're a very lucky baby. You're coming into a super loved family. But if you want to get away with anything you don't want to tell your mom or dad, feel free to call me.
I love
you from the drunk tank. It's fine.
My name is Mal, and I'm allegedly Dorothy's best friend, and Steven is married to her.
Okay, perfect. So just that's it with Steven, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't really know that guy. I think it's pretty clear Dorothy's going to be the bad cop, and Steve is going to be the security guard, like the mall, the mall security guard.
What makes you think that she's going to be the bad cop?
I mean, her sister is Sheila, and Sheila's like the best bad cop of all time. Yeah. Plus, Dorothy has probably raised in her life 10 to 15 kids on her own.
It's true.
Yeah, so she's the one with experience, so she's the one that's going to get frustrated more. Probably put the kid and Steve on timeout.
Oh,
that's true.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Okay. And who's going to get more grossed out with like poop and all that stuff?
Steve. He doesn't eat mushrooms. So if he can't handle mushrooms...
That's true.
What? He doesn't eat mushrooms?
He doesn't. He can't eat food that touches mushrooms.
You're lying.
I swear to you. Dorothy has a lot of work ahead of her.
Oh, man. Okay, what kind of things is Dorothy going to be able to depend on Steven for?
Oh, Steve is going to be the best at consoling the baby. He's a very sweet guy, and he has a lot of patience. Like, little kids love Steve, so he'll be able to, like...
Really communicate on their
communicate
level.
On their level, exactly. He speaks the same language. He's the king of the babies.
The king of the babies.
Oh,
I love that.
Baby. That was super sweet. Thank you so much for doing that.
Of course. I was like trying to get different answers, but everyone just kept saying you're going to be the strict parent. So I'm like, could we get something else, please? I mean,
I'm the bad cop.
You're the bad cop. No, but it was so cute talking to everybody, and I wish I could have talked to more people, but everyone was busy and stuff, and it was, you could tell, it was loud out there.
Yeah, and it was really windy.
Yeah, it was windy. But
that was great. That really made me smile so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Your baby shower was awesome. It was great. It was great. And I loved that you just like were like, if you're going to get me a present, just get it delivered to the house. Yeah. Like, first of all, that is so smart on so many levels. One, okay, listen, I know it may be different when I'm going to be pregnant or whatnot, but I don't want to see people open up their presents.
Oh yeah, I didn't do
that
at all.
Is that bad? Okay,
no,
like
because it's boring.
It's
I'm sorry.
Boring.
It's
I'm
super
sorry.
Boring.
Like I'm so happy that you got presents, right. But I don't want to see you open up all of them. I don't want to see like all the pacifiers. I don't. You know. It,
yeah.
Maybe I just sound like a bitter Betty, but like I don't care for that.
No, I'm
you know?
The same way because it puts a weird stop to the party.
Yeah, slow things down after I ate. Girl, I'm gonna take a nap. Right, so I love that you had all your stuff delivered to your house, and then also like you don't have to worry about transporting that back to home. Because I've seen that too, where people just have like their cars filled.
And then we have to clean up and put a bunch of stuff in there. So I knew that was going to happen. So I was like, no, I'd rather them just be sent to the house.
Yeah. And you just asked for diapers, which was cool.
Yeah.
For a prize. I didn't win. I didn't get a call.
call or
sorry.
Anything.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
The Mark Lentz one.
Did you get my present? Because I'm going to be real with you. I didn't order it till the day before.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I have boxes at home. I haven't even opened all the presents.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So probably it's there.
I mean, it's from your registry, so it's not like a surprise or anything. Yeah. But yeah, I was a little late on that. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. I figured it'd be fine. Good. I figured it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was awesome.
I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was really good. I can't wait for this baby.
Yeah.
Are we still sure on the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're sure for sure going to do Buck Arthur English.
Okay, because I put that on the card and I was like, is this inappropriate? Like, am I like, you know?
Yeah. No, we're going to do that. Okay. We're going to roll with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Tanya, by the way, I saw something. Well, something that my friend is doing.
Okay.
And I want your honest opinion about it.
Okay. You know I love to be honest.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
So my friends who just had a baby, Mal and Carlene.
Yes.
The
cutest little baby, by the way.
Kalina is so adorable.
I just, you know, I got all the baby fever. So oh, yeah. I just want to put some buffalo sauce on those cheeks and take a little bite out of
gosh.
It.
Oh, he's so cute. And oh, my little nephew, his little cry is like the cute. It's not even a bad cry when he cries. It's like, you know. Like,
I was thinking that. I was like, I didn't hear him cry once.
He is such a good baby, and he is so adorable. But the other day on Instagram, I got a friend request.
Okay.
From his Instagram, the baby's Instagram. And
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. This baby is 3 weeks old.
3 weeks old, and he has his own Instagram page. My Mal made a page for him.
Okay.
And I hit Mal on a text, and I was like, "Yo, bro, like for real, you just made an Instagram page for your son? Like he's a baby."
Okay. Who was this? Mal or was this Carlene?
This was for sure it was Mal. Okay. Carlene got time to do that.
Okay.
But so, you know, I was just giving him a hard time about it. Mm-hmm. But I want to know what you think about it. Do you think that that's something obnoxious or do you think that's genius? Because let me tell you Mal's reason behind it. He created this page because he said he doesn't want to flood his feed with pictures of the baby because he takes a ton of pictures for the baby. So he just wants people like his family and friends. If they want to see the pictures, then they can go to Kalino's page. Genius or not?
Okay. So my answer is, Mal, I love you. Carlene, I love you. And that baby, I love that baby too. But my answer is not genius. I don't understand. I don't. Okay, here's. Okay, this is my. And again, I'm not a parent, so things may change when I become a parent. I will. Right. I'm gonna own that right now, and I know that like things change and your thoughts change, and I get that. I understand that. But I don't understand the point of having a whole account for a baby or even like a child, when you have your own account. And the baby is part of your life, right?
Right.
Like the baby is part of like, and your Instagram is part of your life.
Right.
So I don't see a problem in, you know, this is a new chapter. Incorporate it into your own personal
and
account.
People following you obviously know that you had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if I had to choose obnoxious, I guess if I had to choose, okay? Don't at me. Okay.
Well, now we did put this question up to our voicemail and our Instagram page.
Yeah.
By the way, our number again is 619-537-9937. And we did get a call about this from Stephanie.
We got one call. High five, sister. Yes. Thank you. Shout out to Stephanie. That's what happens. When you call us, you get a shout out. Okay. So please.
And we call you back on air.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. And I can say that I used to find those pages super annoying until I had a daughter of my own. And so now she has one. It's on private and strictly for friends and family. And my reasoning behind it is because I don't want to flood my personal Instagram with all of her photos, because I know that those types of photos can get really annoying to people that don't have children or people that do.
Okay, so Stephanie.
Same reason as Mel.
Yeah. Stephanie, don't be mad at me. but she did start off with saying like she didn't understand it at first or didn't like really like the idea of it until she had a kid.
Right.
So, you know, I may be on that boat too, but I just, and I didn't think about it being private.
Yeah.
I forgot that it's private.
Yeah.
Okay. So I kind of see that. I still just don't understand. I like, if the child's part of your life, let the child be part of your Instagram.
Life. Right.
You
right.
know?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, okay,
yeah.
I guess. I know it's a thing.
It totally is a thing. I mean, I think it's a thing more and more often now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was thinking about it. It's like, man, do I skip past a lot of people's profiles when it's like, okay, this is too much baby pics? But I don't know, because right now all I see are baby pics, because all the pictures I'm liking are baby pics because I am having a baby. So I don't get it.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, would I create an Instagram page for my baby?
Will you?
No.
You won't. Okay. won't. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you already talked about this with Steven?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, you know, I love social media.
Yeah.
Like, I do. I love social media. I love Instagram. And I'm just thinking, like, when I have a kid, like, I'm almost positive I'm not going to create an account for my
right.
child.
And like, honestly, if you don't like it, unfollow.
I'm okay. You know? If you don't like my child, goodbye. Yeah. I have no problem saying that to you. We right. did post this question on our Real Wives in Radio Instagram account, and I'm going to read some of the responses that we got. Someone said, I wanted to save the username and post pictures from his point of view for fun.
Okay.
I mean,
that could be a different perspective.
Yeah, that's
okay.
kind of fun, I guess. Someone said, no, I do not have an account for my child, but my sister-in-law does, of my nephew and niece, and says it's to keep their memories. So maybe just like the step. I don't know. Okay. I mean, I'm having a hard time understanding that. But again, I'm not a parent.
To keep your memories, that's what you have. You take pictures on your phone for. You can print them out, right? Like, to keep their memories alive on social media?
I don't know.
I'm not 100% on that
okay.
one.
Okay. Someone else said, we also have a lot of family out of town, so it allows them to keep up without mass texts.
Okay.
I could see that one.
Yeah, I can see that.
I could kind of see that. I'm just thinking, I have a big family too, like, you know what I mean? But then there's like Google Photos. You could just send a link or something.
No,
or
mass text for me.
Okay. Dorothy's not buying it. Sorry. And someone said, yes, to document their memories. It's a digital scrapbook. Oh, look at this message from Carlene. Mal wanted one so he doesn't clutter his feed with baby pics. I was not really for it, but I said, okay. Good to know, sis. Good to know.
See, I told you it was Mal.
Yeah. You're right. Someone else says, I have three girls and I would never do it. It's bad enough when people have one for a pet.
Okay.
We're on the same team.
Okay.
Someone else said, nope, too much to handle. No, haven't created one yet. I post about my kids on my personal page.
Yeah.
This is what I do. Exactly. Because
you post your life, right?
Yeah. And someone said, my friend did this and she makes over $100,000 on it.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Could you elaborate, please?
I might change my mind.
So she has an Instagram for her kids, and it's so popular, and she has that many followers that she's making money off of it.
Her kid's probably an influencer.
Shut the F up.
I have seen some stuff like that. That's a whole other topic. I don't know how I feel about that, but.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if you could put some money away for their college fund on their, you know, like, why not?
Yeah, but then what if your kid grows up to be obnoxious?
It just like scares me. Yeah. It's like a whole nother world. Yeah. I've seen people do a hashtag, like a family hashtag or like a baby's name hashtag.
Yeah.
So you can always search that hashtag and
come
you
back
know,
to come, it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just like I can't even think about that. I'm like not a parent yet, but I can't
maybe
even
I'm,
imagine.
Maybe I'm just being a hater.
Girl, I'm the most hater right now. I'm like, no, like this is not, you know, I'm not for this.
It sounds like a lot of work though.
But like I said, I've seen a lot of people do it. So maybe they just like to be a little more organized. I wouldn't say you and I are the most organized.
That's true. That's
so maybe
very
they
true.
Just like to have like, you know, like they said, you know, like photo albums, you know, a Mal Hall photo album and a baby photo album. I'm just trying to understand this. Again, shout out to Stephanie for calling our number and leaving us a voicemail. If you ever want to leave us any kind of message,
just to say hi, we'll
just
play
to
it.
Say hi, to comment on something we said, to comment on a future episode, whatever it is, call that number. Even if the voicemail is referring to an old topic, like call that voicemail, 619-537-9937. And while I was at the gym today, I got a message from a good friend of mine who listens to our podcast, and she's like, you guys have to come up with a name for your fans.
That's what Steven was saying.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. So I kind of came up with something.
Well, okay. Wait. Should we
open it up?
Yeah. We should open it up and ask you guys what You want to be cold.
Yeah.
Right?
What does... This is weird that we even have fans. Do we have fans? I don't even know. Stephanie, do you want to call us again?
And give us a suggestion,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. We'll put that on our voicemail. You can call the number 619-537-9937. You can send us a DM, however you want to get a hold of us. What should our Real Wives in Radio fans be called?
Yeah. What? Okay. I have one, but I don't know.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, I want to hear yours.
Oh, do you want to hear mine or should we save it? Let's save it.
Save it? Okay.
It's
okay.
Stupid. Now I'm just blowing it up.
See, now I got to think about like a good one. I don't know.
Mine's okay. Like pretty basic, but I was like, it just works. Oh, I got to say it now. I got to say it. Okay.
Say it.
So maybe it could help you think of another one. So at first I thought, okay, we're the Real Wives in Radio. Uh-huh. So I was like, why don't we just be like, why don't our fans be called the Real Sisters, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Just okay. Basic, right? Real Sisters. I'm like, nah, I need something else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got it. Our fans are going to be called the Sister Wives. The Sister Wives. No. Sis, it's too perfect. We're the Real Wives in Radio. Our fans could be called the Sister Wives. No. We're all Sister Wives. No. It's great. Like, we're a big family. We love each other. I'm down. No. I'm down with it. Tell me if you're down with me or not. No? Okay. Sister Wives. Yo, you're a Sister Wife. Where's my Sister Wife at? Hey, Sister Wife. What's up, Sister Wife? It goes. It's a little incestuous. Okay, we're not really Sister Wives, but it's just like a play on Sister Wives, you know? And then, hello, we're the Real Wives in Radio.
Do me a favor. Look
and
up,
we call each other sis all the time.
Do
our fans
me a
can be
favor,
called sisters.
Sis, look up the hashtag Sister Wives right now on Instagram and tell me what shows up.
Okay.
I was not
Instagram.
Expecting Sister Wives.
It was too perfect.
No.
Sister Wives. Okay, tags. Okay. Look at that. Just a nice group of girls all together. See, Sister Wives. See, surround yourself with love. See, just beautiful. It's beautiful.
Mm.
I don't see nothing nasty, girlfriend.
Mm.
What is a Sister Wife anyway? Sister.
It's when you're married to the same
oh,
guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
share the same husband.
Oh, yeah. Sister Wives. It's also a TV show.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know about that. You have to really convince me.
I like it. I think we could turn this into a fun thing. Like, it's funny. It's an inside joke. Like, you got to be like, it's, I like, you know what? That's okay.
I was thinking this something more basic, like wifeys. That's too basic.
That's cute. Wifey. That's cute. But Sister Wives is like funny. And then it's like fun. And then like makes people question.
You guys,
and then people no,
need your
and
help.
Then and then people will be like, oh, what's a sister? Like, you know, like who why is she so excited to be a sister wife? And then be like, oh, let me listen to Real Wives and Radio. Then we get more people to listen.
Making a t-shirt that says Sister Wife on
yeah,
it?
Yeah. With like some headphones. Oh, man. I like it.
All right.
Oh,
all
the
right.
rarely seen world of a okay, yeah. Polygamy.
Yeah, sister okay. Wife. So, obviously, we need your help.
Please.
if you are for a sister wife, then let us know. If you have a better name,
yeah, please help
let us.
Us
know. 619-537-9937.
Damn, I thought it was good. I thought it was like funny.
Okay,
like,
Splash.
Sister Wives. I know.
Okay,
coming
Splash.
From the girl who wanted to name her daughter Splash. I know. Okay, it's time to go. Okay. You can listen to Dorothy every day, every weekday on Kixie 96.5 from 9 a.m. to
2 p.m.
And you can follow her on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Dorothy On Air.
Mm-hmm. And you can listen to Tanya 5 to 9
oh, yeah.
a.m., 5 to 9 a.m., yes, on 103.7 KSON with John and Tammy.
Yeah.
And follow Tanya at I'm Tanya Gonzalez.
Yes, and you can follow us on Instagram at Real Wives and Radio. That's also where you can DM us with whatever you want. But also, put some thought into our fans. What are we calling our fans? And if you like Sister Wives, feel free to holla. And if you don't, then feel free to just keep your comments to yourself. No, just play.
Bye, Sister Wife.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.